This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, we are back here with the insiders, both of them. Kyle Mattson, kind enough to help us out today, as he has so much, with Jesse Tapia out. Jesse will be back with us on Monday. And, of course, James Hamm is here with us, fresh from King's practice. We'll get back to what to do with Keegan Murray out for the next 4 to 6 weeks, James. But Doug apparently touched on an interesting topic. Apparently there was a conversation today with Doug Christie and Scott Pollard, and I'm curious to hear what he said about that. Scott Pollard is here for the Phil Oates golf tournament, and for those that are unaware, I'm sure all of you are, as Doug and Grant Napier kind of went their separate ways, and Grant Napier has trashed Doug Christie at every turn, and Scott Pollard has very publicly sided with Grant Napier in this situation, who is, I believe, one of his best friends and has openly and regularly trashed Doug on social media, just as his BFF has. And I guess Doug was asked about that today. I didn't, obviously, why would I know? The two had a conversation this morning, meaning Doug and Scott, and I'm curious what did Doug share about that today?
Oh no, I don't know if they've had a conversation.
Oh, okay, maybe I read that tweet wrong. I apologize.
Oh no. Like Chris Biederman asked Doug about Scott, about the old Kings, about all that stuff, and that's where, you know, the conversation kind of went. Doug was gracious like he always is about Scott. You know, he says he sent him well wishes and stuff, during his recovery. You know, we had Scott Pollard on from his hospital bed, like 2 days after he had heart transplant surgery, and just, it's crazy. But, to me, it's kind of sad because, like, I think this has put like a bit of a split between, like, the early 2000 Kings, the situation that happened with Grant, and how some players, well, like one or two players sort of took Grant's side. There really shouldn't be any side that has anything to do with Doug in the situation. Like, just to be like completely transparent and honest, like, Doug Christie didn't have any ground to stand on to help Grant Napier in any way. He was very gracious about what Grant had meant to him. And when he, you know, went on the radio the next day after Grant got himself in trouble with social media, it doesn't matter how much you want to make an issue out of this. Doug hasn't had an issue because Doug didn't do anything wrong. He was an employee of two employers that decided to part ways with somebody. And he, you know, there was no like stand your ground and, you know, go out and, you know, tell everybody that you're leaving if he doesn't get his job back. There's none of that. We're in very weird times in America, and, you know, whatever happened, it happened. And like, I say this all the time, like, we each have our own responsibilities in life. And if you decide to make decisions that aren't going to be received well publicly when you're a public figure, then that's on you. You know, you can have your beliefs, you can have whatever, you can stand your ground, you know, like do whatever you want in that situation. But for whatever reason, a lot of this got deflected onto Doug. And it's not like Doug.
It's not
went
for
and
whatever
for,
reason. It's Grant. Grant.
Well, yes.
Yeah. On Doug. That's how this became a thing. Is he called him a coward and he called him all sorts of things, essentially for not doing what you just said, not standing up. He desperately needed a black person to publicly have his back, and he wanted it to be his former co-host, and Doug wasn't going to go for that.
Well, yeah, and I mean, rightfully so. Like, I mean, it's a situation created by someone else. Like, you got to own up to your own stuff. And it's, there's been awkward moments behind the scenes and stuff, you know, but at the same time, like, there's really nothing Doug could have done, you know, and for to get out and to be like this with, you know, where Doug is like somehow some sort of problem in Grant's world. To me, you know, like it was very well known at the time because he told people at the time and after the fact that Grant did not think he would be back the following season. His contract was up with the Kings and that he was not going to be brought back. And so I don't understand how it's Doug's fault that somebody goes out there and says something on social media and then next thing you know, it's his problem.
Yeah, I mean, and to be honest with you, it's not his fault. I agree with you there. It's not his responsibility to take up for somebody saying something ignorant and for somebody else and somebody else's insensitivity to certain matters. And it is unfortunate. It is sad for that group and that team or whatever. But the reality of the situation is if you're on the side of somebody that continues to defame me, disrespect me and talk crazy about me, if you're siding with them and parading around with them, then yeah, I feel some type of way about you. You can stay over there because if you can't decipher within yourself, and I'm talking about Scott Pollard in this situation. And once again, I don't know Scott, I don't know nothing about that, but if you can't decipher how Grant was wrong in that situation, then yeah, that I don't know if I need you in my life. I don't know if I need you to have some type of chummy relationship with you, because we can get into it on a whole nother day or a James Hamm special, you know, Kings Beat After Hours special. But it's very clear to me why that was a problem. And if you're choosing not to see why that was a problem or you disagree, then yeah, I don't need your support. I don't need you really in my life in that type of situation.
And, yeah. And no, I'll be honest, like I've always had my own relationship with Scott Pollard. You know, like he had been on the podcast a few times in the past. You know, when he started going through his heart problems, you know, I reached out and, you know, we had conversations. It's why he came on the show. You know, so like, I think I can compartmentalize Scott Pollard, not only the basketball player, Scott Pollard, the survivor player, and Scott Pollard, the heart transplant person, mm-hmm. and someone who has done a lot of good to build awareness about being a donor and all that stuff. And this other situation that, to be honest, is like interpersonal stuff with a group of people that we don't really know their dynamics as well as they do. And so I've tried to stay out of that part of it. But I also, you know, again, I've known Doug forever and there's not a mean bone in his body. You know, he's a very, very good human being. And I like, that's why I take offense to anything and everything that's happened where his name has been besmirched by someone who is deflecting, to be honest with you. So
you know Doug very well. And I understand, and we can leave this. We don't have to. I read the tweet wrong, but first of all, but go ahead.
No, I do, because I hear stuff, and I got a platform to speak about, and I want to make it as simple as I can make it here. If I have colon cancer, and I'm like, bro, we got to do what we can to fight colon cancer, and we got to do what we can to kind of make this right. And then somebody says, bro, I'm not trying to hear all that, man. Lung cancer is just as vital. Nobody said it's not. But why are you trying to discredit what I'm going through in life? And then you go and say that, and people are like, yo, let that man live. He's trying to fight for what he's got going on. You're just going to cancel me because I said something about colon? Stop. Goodbye. Goodbye. It's as simple as that. Nobody's saying nothing matters more than other, but that's not what we're talking about. And that's kind of what happened right there. And the people who don't understand that or subscribe to that thought process of, yeah, there was nothing wrong with what he said. That's fine. You can feel that way. I don't need to be associated with you because I see where your mind is and it's not on the same place that mine is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to make something clear about Doug too, and James knows this. Doug is a tremendous person, and publicly, there is not a mean bone in his body. Don't cross that man.
Mm. Oh no!
Yeah, don't cross it. Don't mistake what he says publicly for how he feels or what he thinks or says when the cameras are away. Doug is no punk.
Right.
And Doug has handled this all very, very graciously. And he has handled it in a way, and he has handled it in a way that defines who he is and the position that he was seeking that he ultimately has right now. What would it have looked like if Doug handled that the way that he wanted to 5 years ago? Hmm. He wouldn't be in the position he's in right now. But again, I completely misinterpreted what I read on Twitter. I thought those two had a conversation, and the fact that they didn't like is perfectly fine with me. Someone actually
reached out. Well, and to be honest, Doug didn't know Scott was in town.
I did because someone asked if we wanted to talk to him, and I said thanks, but no thanks. We'll pass. That is not for us because I'm team Doug. I'm team Bobby. I'm team a lot of other people who just kind of go about their business on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Anyways, back to the Kings. Back to the Keegan Murray crisis of 2025. Man, this is a dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We bring Hammer into the contract conversation.
We don't necessarily have to because remember, we were going to trying to figure out how to get Keon Ellis on the court.
Okay, there you go. there you go, James. Okay.
Let's dive in. What do we got?
So, okay.
But we could go there. We can go there.
Let's start. Let's.
Hey, James, what do you think Keegan Murray's ceiling is?
Oh, God. Let's.
The ceiling is the floor.
The roof.
Is that what it is,
it's
Kenny?
The roof. The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
Let's start with Let's start with Keon Ellis, because we've asked, like, what do we do? What do we do, like, with Keegan out? And James asked, like, what would you guys do? And I don't know, but, like, the one thing I said is I did wonder if they would try to find a way to get Keon Ellis into the starting lineup, because I think everyone has said, James, you just said the versatility on defense. Well, Keon is clearly the, you know, he's either the best defender or the second best defender on the basketball team, depending on which of those two individuals that you have ranked first. How can, and I'm asking this collectively, how can you work Keon Ellis into the starting lineup where you feel like you're able to pick up a little bit of that defensive deficiency with the loss of Keegan?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's where you might have to start, right? Like, the easy answer might be to go straight to Keon and to make things uncomfortable for the players around him. That means that Zach LaVine goes and plays the three, and it means that DeMar DeRozan plays the four. That might be what has to happen here, because if you can have two point of attack defenders in Dennis Schroeder and Keon Ellis slowing down the game up at the top, then maybe you've got a chance to hide some of the other issues. Again, like, there is no perfect answer to what's going to happen here with, you know, with the way that things have played out with Keegan's injury. There's no perfect answer. And if there was, you know, again, like, even if the Kings had made the Jonathan Kuminga trade, I would feel more comfortable right now, but it still wouldn't be a perfect situation, because you need multiple guys that are 6'8", 6'9", and athletic and can go. And it's not just like they can jump or they, you know, they're tall. It's that they've got to be able to play multiple positions. And so for me, like, I think one of the easiest things to do would be to just drop Keon in the middle. And then when you come off the bench, that when, you know, again, if they want to go sign Russell Westbrook at that point, it makes more sense. Or if you want to use Devin Carter as a defender to go alongside Malik Monk, that again makes some sense. But I really wish they had a different option, because again, if it were, don't get me wrong, I think Domantas Sabonis is a better player than Chet Holmgren. But if the Kings had Chet Holmgren, a 7 foot something center that blocks shots and is super rangy and can switch and play multiple players, then, you know, a small ball lineup with four guards basically might be able to work. But that's just not the roster they have. And that not only is Domas not that guy, but they don't actually have the other guys. They don't have anyone that is long enough.
There it is.
That
it's
was
been
an
a while.
He said,
"Official
freeze." It's been a while.
I'm back.
Too late. Official freeze.
Yeah, no, it's official freeze.
Go freeze. And
he stopped it. They don't have enough guys who are long.
Well, that's tough.
Worse.
That's tough. He took the pause very literally.
Freeze.
Sorry, Hammer. Continue.
Yeah, I was just saying, like there is no way to, like, disguise some of the issues that they have now. And Keegan wasn't going to disguise all of those things, but he at least gave you a fighting chance. And that's where I kind of, like, keep coming back to this. Like, I think, number one, I'm keeping that roster open, that roster spot, because there's a good chance that Terrence Davis is going to get waived. And, you know, so you're going to have an open roster spot. I would keep it open and see if someone else becomes available, because we never know what happens here in the next couple of weeks. And worst case scenario, I would start shopping. It's like, go see if somebody else is in the mood to trade right now. If somebody else has a surplus at a position, or they have a player who's not going to play a bunch, that is under contract, that, you know, might make more sense than the rostered players that you have right now. And I think the Kings should have been thinking that this like this the whole time, because their roster was incomplete. But now you're just realistically, you're shining the brightest light on your biggest weakness. And it's a tough situation to be in. And I said this earlier with Kyle, like, I'm not blaming anyone. Like, if anyone, and not anyone that works there now, you know, like, there's nothing that Scott Perry did his best to go get a player to make this kind of move here, and it didn't work out. You know, he probably should have shopped for a couple other, like, 6'8", 6'9" versatile players that, you know, varying degrees of skill, and whether they're good enough to play 35 minutes a night, probably not. But could you have found a couple of guys that could play 12 minutes a night? Well, that would have helped in this situation. But that's just not the way they attacked everything. Like, I don't know. I'd see if, like, you can find where Nasir Little is hiding. See if you can get Trey Lyles out of his contract in Spain. Like, figure out something, because you're going to miss a quarter of the season without, you know, these players, and without Keegan, and likely a quarter of the season. And that's just really tough. It's one thing for the 49ers to go out there and have Brock Purdy miss four games, right? But they have another guy who is kind of similar to Brock Purdy, just not as good, in Mac Jones. The Kings don't have a Mac Jones in this situation to fill in, and that's the problem.
We talked about it during the break, and James asked who I would start, who we would start. And right now, today, I might lean towards Sarge and starting him. He may be a little bit of a KZ Akpala situation, because depending on the matchup, I wouldn't have any problem sliding DeRozan to the four in some instances, especially at this point in his career. You know, he's a little slower than he had been in the past, and I think he's a little bit more equipped in certain matchups. Like, I keep bringing up the Lakers, but, like, Jake LaRavia at the four, Jared Vanderbilt at the four. Yeah, I'll stick DeRozan out there, and we can have a four-guard lineup that way. You know, he can guard those type of guys. I just kind of want to see the game a little bit first. That's why I say Sarge starting there, but that would also mean you know, depending on the matchup in the night, maybe Sarge starts and he plays 12 minutes, but Keon's playing 27 minutes, because after I see it a little bit and see how the matchups are, I'm comfortable with having Keon in the lineup, and more importantly, DeRozan at the four with some of these guys that are out there. So the other thing about this is, and you talked about it earlier, and I think you're right, is with a little bit more than a week to go, this just happening a couple of days ago, and two preseason games still left to go, Doug doesn't have to know what he's going to do today. He might not know exactly what he's doing today, and he doesn't have to know it. He could say, well, I have a couple ideas. Let me see it on the court in practice. Let me see it on the court on Wednesday against the Clippers, and maybe it looks good, or maybe it's, no, I don't want to go there. Let me see the other plan that I have.
That's it. What you need is a plan, though. You don't have to know which one you're going to execute when you take the floor against the Phoenix Suns a week from Wednesday. But you need to have a plan as to what you're going to do tomorrow, what you're going to do Wednesday, and what you're going to do moving forward.
Yep. And I think I think they got three or four options that they want to go down. They may not be great options, but I think they got three or four options that they want to see in these last two preseason games.
Yeah, and I'm just going to point out, my personal thing is, number one, I understand Sarge because he went out and hit a couple of threes. I think Sarge is going to get cooked defensively, and the person who's going to pay for that is going to be Domas. Domas is going to get in foul trouble every single game if Sarge can't stay in front of his man. So I would, while Sarge is, 6'10", 6'11", versus 6'6", DeMar DeRozan, I know at least DeMar is going to try to keep a guy away from the middle. And if he has to, he'll foul somebody before they get to the middle, because he's got like an advanced understanding. But then that leads you to the problem of who the hell is going to rebound? I mean, Domas might average 20 something rebounds a game this season, because no one else on the team can rebound if you're starting small, you know? So the first half of the season, you know, if it's him and, like we said, if you do the Keon thing, you're not going to get any rebounds. And That's why, I'm going to say, Neat Clifford might be your best option. Like, is he going to get cooked certain nights? Sure. But he can move his feet. He's a great rebounder for his position. At least he was at the college level. He was at Summer League, and he has been in games that he's played this year. He might be the guy that can at least hold down the position and give you, buy you some time. I just don't think he can play power. So you're going to have to move DeMar over and then hope that he rebounds, that Neek rebounds at a high clip, and you're able to kind of survive the time. And it would give you an opportunity to develop a player and get him ready. And I think the other option is Reno and move Domas to the four, at least temporarily, and give Max an opportunity to play big minutes alongside a super physical center that might be able to take up, you know, to take on the taller, like stronger challenges that they're going to face.
Well, Kings play on Wednesday. We'll have an idea of something on Wednesday. Now, what Wednesday at the Golden 1 Center against the Clippers shows us may not have anything to do with next Wednesday in Phoenix against the Suns. But we have a couple of games. We have multiple practices that James and his contemporaries can dive in. Hey, what are we looking at? What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you didn't like? And, yeah, we'll I'm sure it will be discussed in-depthly.
Yes.
In-depthly.
Yes. That's what we do. It's all good. I love it.
Yeah, man.
A lot of games.
Boy, James, wait till we ask you about Keegan's contract situation. that will get us cooking for another 2 hours.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Sorry, Fred. Fred did not.
Fred, get well Fred, soon, Fred. Fred. We're going to miss you.
Shanahan said he's back next season. It's fine.
It's fine. No, everything's fine, 49er fans. There's two. Why? I don't know. But there's two football games tonight. One of them is really interesting, and it's the Bills game, because there's at least a scenario where we come in tomorrow and the New England Patriots are in first place.
That's
in that division.
Crazy. Wouldn't have thought that 3 weeks
ago. We've got some overreactions coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more about the 49ers, the Bucks. I really wish I could have spoke more about Baker Mayfield today, and that performance he put on, but there's still plenty of more to break down. With the San Francisco 49ers, which we will do tomorrow, and we'll get you ready for the next Kings preseason game. Still much, much more to be discussed in the Keegan Murray situation. We appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll run it back, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.